Yeah, we're here in Northwest Ohio. We raise corn, beans, and wheat. Haven't had much rain since we got done planting the crops. We've had about a grand total of an inch so far, and it's really taken its toll on things. Corn's probably about half the height that it should be, and beans are very sluggish. Most of them are only 6 to 8 inches tall, which they should probably be up closer to a foot or two by now.
What happens, though, if it rains in the next week or two? Won't that kind of bring the crop back to life?
You know, we're still optimistic about it. I think a good inch or two here in the next week to 10 days would really turn this crop around, and we could probably pull an average crop. We get down here towards the end of June, first week or so of July, and without any more rain, it's going to put a hurting on us. But like I said, we're still optimistic. We'll get a rain sooner or later. How's that?
Now, in terms of crop prices, aren't crop prices fairly high right now? Even if you don't have a big crop, might you make up for it in the amount of money you get for the crop?
Well, crop prices are high, but as everybody else knows, all the inputs that we purchase and all the fuel and the equipment that we buy has gone up accordingly. Crop prices are high, don't get me wrong, but in proportion to everything else, we still need to raise a good crop to be profitable for the year.
Is there anything you can do yourself to get these plants watered? Do you have any kind of irrigation system or machinery?
We have one farm that we have that has an irrigation pivot under it, and it is helping. It is helping a lot, but irrigation in this area is only to add water. It cannot be used as a sole water source. We don't have enough water to completely take care of the crop.